My name is Andy Robertshaw. I'm curator manager of the Royal Logistic Corps Museum in Deepcut. And I'm going to be speaking as part of the Surrey Heath Literary Festival in the Cambly Theatre. The festival's been organised by Deputy Mayor Councillor Tim Dodds, and he's asked me to talk about Ghosts on the Somme. An unusual title, but it refers to the work that I've been doing for about 10 years with two colleagues, looking at a very famous piece of film. That film was a 70-minute feature which was first shown to an enraptured public in August 1916. It was shot in the days leading up to the beginning of the Battle of the Somme and for a few days afterwards. And anybody who's seen any film of the First World War will be aware of this film. The explosion of the mine, men going over the top into battle, some of them falling back. What we set out to do was to find out how much of that film is original. More importantly, who are the people involved in the film? Do we know their names? Do we know the location? We were able to use all sorts of forensic techniques, ranging from facial analysis to work out who individuals were from other photographs, lip reading, even going as far as actually using a pathologist to work out how long some of the dead soldiers shown had actually been dead so we could work out when they were being buried. It all sounds grim. It isn't. It's fascinating. We've discovered, for example, while my grandmother walked out of a showing of the film. She could lip read because she was actually working in heavy woolens in Yorkshire. Everybody in heavy woolens can lip read. And apparently there was lots of swearing in the film. Sure enough, when we showed it to our lip reader, who's profoundly deaf, she refused to say what some of the words were. But we worked it out. Very, very importantly, we were able to work out which bits are real and which bits are fake. I'll leave the talk to when I'll explain which bits are which. But I'll tell you now that the film is 70 minutes, all filmed in 1916. 70 seconds are fake.